It's Thursday afternoon,
which means it's time to rattle the cage with Mark Spud Carroll.
I'll throw to you.
Thanks, Mike.
Consider it thrown.
No, I'm just a little bit rusty because I missed last week. Yeah. I really felt, no, mate, it's like going out with no undies on. I just felt a bit naked.
For people who don't know, he stood up, he shoved the chair away, and he's ready to attack. Rattle the cage, baby.
Yeah, because I need a little bit of emotion about this one. So I've done the top five again, and I've done names. So the first one's called The Bunker. That's sin-binning of Roosters.
Tauke Aho.
Thank you. For 10 minutes, it was a disgrace. Guess what happened? The game changed. The Roosters got beaten from that point. Mm. It was ridiculous. So all I want to do, the bloke in the bunker, guess what? He got off, didn't get fined. Mm. Fine him or get rid of him. Number four, West Tigers. Oh, my God. I keep talking about these West Tigers. I really feel sorry for their coach. Like, he's aging. They say about coaching ages, people. Mm. Oh, my God. He looks like about 80. But I'll tell you, I'm talking about the whole squad here.
Yeah.
The way to fix this up, Joel, okay, it's quite easy. They're not aiming up, right? So go to Bunnings, grab a full-length mirror, and have a real good, hard look at yourself, okay? Don't worry about anyone else's game. Just worry about your game. So the West Tigers, I'm in a rattle of your cage. Do it for your coach.
Number four. Number three.
Oh, this bloke's Reece Walsh. I've got to say, the Rattler's a massive fan, I'll tell you. And, geez, he's got some looks to go well. And all the girls love him. His eyes, they keep saying, oh, the eyes. So to all the negative people out there, and you know who you are, the Rattler says, watch this space. Mm. I think he's going to be sensational on Sunday. I'm really looking forward to watching him play. Number two, Ben Eichen. I can't wait to see how he rattles his own cage when he goes back to take the new position at the Brisbane Broncos.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't wait to see what he throws out. But I'm going to throw it out there to Benny Boy. Benny Boy, if you need help, the Rattler's only a phone call away.
Number one.
Okay, I've been waiting for this one. Seriously. Mm. The Broncos old boys.
Yep.
Okay. You know who you are. For 2 years, you run down Anthony Seibold.
Yep.
A winning premiership coach. You also gave it to 6 months. Hang on. Did he? He won a coach? He won?
No.
We should have been. He went up there to win a coach. Last 6 months of Wayne Bennett, they just jumped on him.
Yep.
The current coach, Kevin Wallace.
Yep.
They're sitting at the bottom of the ladder, okay? Mm. We hear nothing.
Yep.
We have nothing. Not a beep, not a boop,
nope.
Nothing.
Yep.
Where are the voices of the old boys? The Pearl, where are you? Andrew G., where are you? Darren Lockyer, where are you? Seriously, you have nothing to say about Waters.
Lara Bingle. Okay?
The Broncos are sitting bottom of the ladder.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well done. Really quickly, because we've got a break, I want to hit you with this. Real rapid fire. I'll address your points. The bunker. What do you think about this, bud? 10 in the bin, but as soon as the other team score any form of points, they come back on.
If we don't think it's 100%, fair, 100%.
Okay, we like that. The Tigers, start signing winners. We can't sign up fixer-uppers, right?
Yeah.
So those with a checkered pass, like Tevita Pangai Jr., the Tigers aren't your home. Sign winners. You like that?
You answered my question.
Okay.
Your question.
Reece Walsh. The Warriors debuted him against the defending premiers in Melbourne with 11 test and origin players. He's fine. Let him go.
How'd he go? If you're good enough, you're old enough.
He killed it.
There's another one.
Ben Eichen, next one. Who's going to host? You tell me. What's the inside word, Spudley?
I think we need a bit of class. Yeah. Yvonne Sampson.
Yvonne Sampson? You think he's going to get it? Okay, Yvonne Sampson. And you've addressed the Broncos old boys. But anyway.